Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, to find common ground and take it to the next level with David Clark here on Blog Talk Radio. Each week, the show will encourage you to keep an open mind and prepare to open the door to new understandings. We will have an exciting array of diverse guests who will point up the fact that we are all spiritual beings having a human experience. Now your host, David Clark.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks, where we will indeed be finding common ground and taking it to the max level. I'm your host, David Clark. I am a spiritual adventurer, and I suggest you become the same. When you keep an open mind, you'll come to see that despite our seeming differences, we're all basically the same. You'll also see where you can find common ground so that you can relate rather than compare yourself to others. Tonight, it's my pleasure to welcome back Elizabeth Anglin, and I see you in the queue, Elizabeth. I was nervous, I confess. I'll bring you live in just a minute. Let me tell you a little bit about Elizabeth. She helps people connect with their friends and family and spirit, beloved pets, spirit guides, guardians, angels, the Akashic Records, and the wisdom and intelligence of the physical body, optimizing physical and emotional wellness, accelerating healing, and overcoming grief, stress, and anxiety. Readings, healing sessions, and clearings with Elizabeth are gentle, joyful, and full of compassion, humor, and fun. Clients often remark that sessions are comfortable, clarifying, and supportive, and as fun as having coffee with a friend who has known them for years. In thousands of sessions over the past two decades, Elizabeth has helped both people and animals align with their truest divine intentions to experience love, healing, harmony, wholeness, and abundance. And to contact Elizabeth, you can do that through her website, and I'm going to give that information to you in just a minute. It is ElizabethAnglin.com, and Elizabeth is spelled with the Z, and Anglin is A-N like Nancy, G-L-I-N like Nancy, ElizabethAnglin.com. Okay, let me welcome Elizabeth. How are you tonight?
I'm doing well. How are you doing, David?
Doing great. I tried calling you about a minute and a half before the show began. It just rang and rang and rang, and that didn't increase my confidence.
I'm so sorry. I was getting tea, and my dog decided that he needed to go out, and it was like, oh man, right at the last minute. But if I didn't let him out, he would have barked. So I apologize for that, because it was like, yeah.
No problem. It's just a demonstration to me that I need to pray for a little bit more faith. And you got into the queue just before the show began, so it's all good. So what's been happening with you since we last talked?
Well, I have been working on my show on Sunday nights. It's called Cosmic Passport on spacedoutradio.com, and it's a 3-hour show now. And
wow.
we have a psychic Sunday twice a month, and then we do near-death experiencers, people who have had experiences seeing UFOs and light beings or contact with otherworldly beings. And we also talk about, the paranormal and the strange and spirit mediumship on the other night. So that's been kind of keeping me busy, because 3 hours is a long show.
And, yes, it is.
I find at the end of the show, I'm like, wow, that was 3 hours. And then I kind of fall over dead in bed, because it ends at 1 o'clock my time. But working in my shop and seeing new clients and lots of animals this summer, and doing some emotion code clearing work this summer. So things have been good. They've been busy. I can't believe summer's almost over.
I know. It's a sobering thought.
Yeah.
But, you know, the seasons are wonderful. The contrast is wonderful. If we just, you know, I've had to get out of the mindset that summer is where it's at, and then I am a little more comfortable with transitioning, although winter still is a hard one for me to take.
You know, and what's interesting is this year I kept getting messages when I would get readings that my guides were saying, you don't, things are going to change and you don't like change. And I was like, what's going to change? This season? Am I going to know my job? My relationship? You know, is my dog passing? Because I have an older dog and, you know, you just sort of have to do what he wants because he's 12. And so the general sort of like this year, I keep being told things are going to change and you don't like to change. Get used to it. Get used to change. Face it, accept it, allow it. But apparently, you know, I just like my consistency.
I can relate.
All my sports out. You know,
I can relate. there's something comforting about consistency.
It's less work.
Yes, that's. Well, tell people that they can find your radio show, because I'd forgotten that you were doing that.
It's on, so you can go to spacedoutradio.com. We're on every Sunday night from 9 p.m. Pacific until 12 midnight Pacific, which on the East Coast is 12 midnight to 3 a.m. We don't expect you to stay up that late. A lot of people catch the show on YouTube at Spaced Out Radio Show afterward. You can also get it on Spreaker, radioguide.fm, and TalkStream Live. And we have a couple of stations. We're on the High Plains Radio Network, WQEE in Atlanta. And we're also on Renegade Talk Radio and KTLK The Fringe. So if you listen to any of those regularly, you'll see my show come up on Sunday night. But, yeah, we're going to get nerdy and talk about paranormal science this Sunday.
That sounds fascinating.
Yeah, science and paranormal on Sunday. Yeah.
Well, we have a dozen callers in the queue.
Okay.
Is there anything else you would like to talk about before we take calls?
No, I think people, you should just, you know, I think one question a person, right, so that we can get through everybody.
Yes.
And, you know, ask whatever you feel you most need to know, that you most sincerely want to know. Don't ask something that you've already been told the answer to, if you can help it. you know how people will check three or four or five places. If this is the fifth time you've asked.
Yes.
Yes,
I do. Yep. I've experienced that on my show. Okay. Well, I have only talked to one of the people in the queue. She's caller number 6, so everybody's going to be surprised at their order in the queue tonight, except for Patricia. The first caller is from area code 650. What's your name, please?
Hi, David. This is Miranda. I'm calling from California.
Hi, Miranda. How are you?
I'm good. Hello, Elizabeth.
Hi, Miranda. What would
Hi.
You like me to look at tonight for you?
I guess if you're able to connect to a loved one, are you able to do that?
Well, radio can make it difficult. If I have the first name, I can try. We'll see if it works.
Yeah, I'd like to connect to my paternal grandmother, if possible. Her name is Harvey.
She's giggling. What I get is a giggle, and
okay.
it's a deep throaty giggle. I don't know when you last saw her, but she loves you. You always made her feel like a girl, like a little girl. You make her feel like a little girl. You make her happy, and that sort of the inner child comes out and gets to play and splash in the water and giggle and imagine, you know, different scenes and scenarios. So that's how she's coming across, is just happy, happy with you and feeling like a little girl, but completely whole as a little girl. Her inner child is completely well and whole.
That's so nice. I was wondering if she could shed some light on some messages I got from someone. Can I trust them? Can I rely upon them? Because so far nothing has come to pass from what I was told. So I'm relying on her.
Yeah, she's kind of saying no. Like,
what is she saying? No?
No.
I can't trust
right
that person. My goodness.
But they have a darker... I feel like they have a darker bent, and they maybe have their own agenda for the world being a certain way, is the way she's putting it. And so they're not a real clear channel because they have an opinion about the world. The cosmology of the world. But so she's like, yeah, basically, you know, they'll come up with some things, but if you were to go through an entire reading, the actual correctness would be 20-30%, maybe 40% on a good day. They're not a better person.
They're not that effective. Okay, so I shouldn't rely on. Okay, yeah, because that was bugging me because this person comes across very confident and very with integrity, and I trust my intuition. I guess I fell for it. But then time passed, and just a couple of, like, aha moments, like, no, this person's not totally legit.
Yeah, another reader would be able, you know, there are some very accurate readers who will go off, and they'll just start a whole reading, and the whole thing will be wrong, and then they'll do another one, and it'll be right on the whole way. And it's a lack of consistency. This person is psychic. They can pick out things. They can be right, but there's a lack of consistency, and they tend to jump to conclusions, and they have their own worldview. So I would go for somebody else.
Okay.
What she's saying. That's what she's saying. Just like shaking her head no. And the other thing is she wants you to remember is that she wants you to make your reality. She wants you to not rely on reading, like to really begin to allow in what you want to have happen, to start working with your angels and working with reality to create, be a co-creator with reality versus waiting for things to happen.
And like, I'm trying my best to do that. I think you should know I call upon my angels and visualize and pray all the time. I'm just hoping, I'm just waiting for them to manifest. I was like, am I on the right track? Am I getting there?
Yes. Well, you're on the right track, but you have to make it play. You have to make it like, okay, well, we're playing a game where we're imagining this and we're singing a song about it, and it's like building a sandcastle. And then, you know how at the end of the day you sort of destroy the sandcastle to your grasping? It's like, put it out there and then let it go. Like, pretend to play. Singing a song, you're building a sandcastle, and then go eat dinner, you know, and don't be, you know, be able to just let it out there and let it go instead of like, is it coming? Is it coming? Is it coming now? Because that actually, she'll play with you, like if you make her play, then she'll hang out while you do it more too, because that's what she likes about you.
Oh, you're breaking out. Hello?
Okay.
I'm sorry, you broke out. You said something about she'll play with me? Yeah,
if you make it more about play while you're manifesting, then you'll get some extra energy from her, too, because she likes to hang out with you in that way.
I see. Yeah. Well, hopefully I'll feel her presence more, because I don't, unfortunately.
Mm. Hey. Do you have anything else?
I think we're good. All right. Well, thank you. I just really needed to know whether I could trust this person. And she made it clear I shouldn't. Okay. Well, thank you so much, Elizabeth. I really appreciate it. And thank you, David.
Thank you for calling, Miranda.
Okay. Be well. Bye-bye.
Thank you. Okay. Our next caller is from area code 805. And Elizabeth, I had a question for you, and it's gone away, but your line does break up a bit. Is it a cell phone or a landline?
It's Skype phone, and I'm sorry.
Oh,
about
okay.
That.
That explains. All right.
Yeah.
Well, I can understand you, but it is breaking up, like Miranda said, so just to let you know that. Okay, our next caller is from area code 805, and what is your first name, please?
This is Donna. Hi, David. From California.
Hi, Donna.
How are you? Hi.
Go ahead.
Hi, Elizabeth.
Hi, Donna.
Hi. Yeah, I wanted to ask you, I can hear my mother quite often, and I hear my nephew, who died recently, and my mother said that I'm going to be rewarded, and I wanted to know, are you picking up any messages from her? Her name is Anne, or my spirit guides, because I see them once in a while as well.
Well, you are going to be rewarded, but I can't tell what the reward is. I guess it's coming by the, I see it in the springtime. Are you active in church at all? Do you go to church?
I do go to church. I'm not active as far as Bible study and things like that, though.
Okay. Well, I saw you. Are you Catholic or are you something else? I see you by
I am Catholic, but I go to a non-denominational church that I like.
Okay. Well, I see. So what I saw was you up at the front with gold, with white candles or gold candles, like the flame is gold. And the reward is gold, but it's, you know, gold is also angelic energy. It's heavenly energy, and it's also being rewarded in terms of how you're viewed. But what I saw was a reward for you, and you were in church up at the front of the church. And it's non-denominational fits, because it's not like a heavy church. It's just spiritual reward. Hold on. And it's coming up. It's like something really good is really good and yummy, like warm oil and golden light and an infusion of positive energy that's very healing is coming to you, but it's not here yet.
Yeah. Oh, wonderful. Okay, well, I look forward to that.
And I could see your nephew around you, but, you know, and he's fine. He's just around. And hold on. Yes, that's all they want you to know. It's coming.
Okay,
and
it will
allow you to relax. And it's almost like an energetic rebirth, but it will allow you to relax and be. And there's joy and happiness in it.
Oh, wonderful. Well, thank you so much. I so appreciate it. And I'm going to go check out your webpage.
Oh, you know what? I decided I'm going to offer anybody who does schedule in the next week 20% off this month. So if you schedule sometime, don't pay. Look fresh. Don't pay at the same time and just say, I was on David's show and I want my 20%. So, yeah.
Okay.
If you already
did you see someone coming into my life? I've been alone now for 7 years. I mean, it's
too much.
I don't have kids. I'm not married.
I'm thinking that might be your reward, but I didn't want to go
there. I think it is, too. I was thinking the same thing. Oh, okay.
I have to tell you is go to church. You know? Go to the non-denominational
denominational Church of Love. Okay.
Okay. Well, thank you, Elizabeth. I sure appreciate it.
Okay.
Bye.
Good night, Donna.
Night, David.
Bye.
That was funny. Okay. This phone number looks familiar. Area code 520. What is your name, please?
Oh, hello. Hello, David. It's Sharon. Hello, everybody.
Sharon.
Hi.
Geez, I should get that by now.
No, it's all right. Thank you for being there. I do have a dear loved one on the other side. I wonder if there's any messages for me, please.
Do you want to hear from someone specific? I just need their name so I can connect with them and see if they're available.
It would be Michael.
Michael.
Mm-hmm. Michael John.
No real messages, just also a feeling of love and grieving. You're still grieving. Michael John still is feeling that as well. There's love and missing. It's not, you know, when somebody on the other side feels that they're grieving or they're missing, there's a reason why we have a physical disconnect. And the grieving process is important, but even sometimes on the other side, they go through the grieving as well. And Michael John is just there with you in that. But other than that, no real message, unless you have a question, then I can ask it.
Well, he has a 2-year-old son that I sometimes speak, and...
Oh. I can't hear you. Can you repeat?
Oh, that? You can't? You can't
I didn't hear
me
that.
At all?
No, it cut
can
out
you
when
now?
You started. Yeah.
Okay. He has a 2-year-old son that I sometimes see, and I wondered if he had any thoughts on his 2-year-old son.
If he has influence on his 2-year-old son?
Thoughts. Does he think about him? Does he... see how he's doing and that kind of thing.
Yeah, but that's not about you. But yeah, he does. So.
Well, I'm very connected emotionally to his son, so in a way it is.
Yeah. Well, no, I mean, he doesn't, the main thing he wants you to know is that it's kind of like he's grieving too. And he's just in that space. He doesn't have any opinions. He's not giving any guidance. He's going through his own process on the other side. And I, you know, without saying anything, he's just saying, this is where I'm at. I don't think there are multiple levels that people go through on the other side. I think he's at one of the first couple of levels after you get there. And so there's not a lot that he has to, his perspective is still kind of worldly, and he doesn't really feel like he has this anything of, you know, it's like talking to someone on the phone and they say, I'm grieving. That's what I'm doing. I'm sad that I'm not there. I'm sad that I'm not with you. And that's really all he has to say. So he doesn't have any opinions or anything else to share about even that. I mean, he almost can't speak of it, like bringing it up as I can't speak about my son. So
okay.
He really doesn't have a lot to say. Sorry. I'm laughing.
No, that's
like,
all right.
No, this is just
that's
where
right.
I am. And he needs, I think he needs time to process his own being on the other side-ness. Right now, because he doesn't have a lot other than that going on.
No, that's fine. That's fine. Well, I thank you very much, and I'll let you go. And thank you, David. I know you probably have a ton of calls.
Okay. Well, thank you, Sharon. God bless.
God bless. God bless.
Okay, thank you. All right, well, there are a ton of calls, as a matter of fact, and we're not going to get to everybody. So bear in mind what Elizabeth said. She's offering 20% off on readings this next week, and you can find out more about her at her website, which is elizabethanglin.com, A-N-G-L-I-N. And our next caller is from area code 516, and you are live. What is your first name, please?
Hi, my name is Ricky. Dave, how are you doing?
Good, Ricky. How about you?
I'm all right. Elizabeth, how are you?
Good, Ricky. What would you like me to look at?
I have a very specific question. I happen to be a blind person, and this last spring and summer has been very, very bad for me health-wise. I have a very I'm dizzy all the time. I can't breathe half the time. If I get up to do something, it takes me 10 minutes to get out of breath and I have to lay down again. It's like it's so bad I can't even function. And I do it's been very emotional. I've been crying a lot. I've been going to the doctors. They've been taking all kind of tests, and everything seems to be coming out negative. My mom comes through to me in my dreams, but she never says, you know, whenever I go to the doctor to have a test done, I always say, Ma, please come to me, because I get very, very upset and emotional. I say, come to me. If she comes to me, I feel like it's going to be all right. But she never says anything specific. She just comes to me, you know. So I just was wondering, what do you feel about this situation that I'm in? My mom's name is Anne, in case she comes through.
Okay. Well, she is around for you. It's funny. You're blind, right? You said you were blind?
Yes, yes.
I have a friend, Jerry, who goes through the same thing, where he will have periods of vertigo. And also, are you sleeping? Do you sleep for the night, or is your cough
on
this?
I'm fine. It's not vertigo. They tested me. I'm fine when I'm laying down or I'm sitting up. When I stand up, it's terrible.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't come and go. It's constant. I can't even function, you know, and then I get out of breath very easily, and it's just a very scary situation because they can't find. I'm going back to the doctor next week because they're going to, you know, continue. I just want to know if it's terminal.
No, you're not going to die. No, when I call it vertigo, but I don't know. It's not. Jerry's had the same problem, and you're not going to die. What you end up having a panic attack because your up is down and your down is up and your sideways is backwards.
Right.
And
he talks
that he's been blind since he was 9 months old. I'm getting that, like, the first thing when you started talking, I heard, tell him about Jerry. And so it's something that I don't know if you have other blind friends, but it's nothing. It's not terminal. It feels terminal because when you stand up and you have this feeling like that you could just fall over or you're upside down or the floor is the same.
Right.
You start
I go crazy.
Panic.
I go on the Google thing and I ask for all these symptoms and I drive myself crazy.
Right. And you're having a panic attack. So the main thing is handling the anxiety of the not having your gyroscope.
Just dizzy. I'm dizzy all the time. And I asked the doctor about the vertigo thing. He said that's a different dizziness. That's a spinning dizziness. Mine's all up in my head. You know, I'm just constantly dizzy. I fell down twice already.
Yeah, it's part and parcel of the blindness. I mean, Jerry's told me stories about, like, he was once traveling in a car, and he was traveling in a car that had no roof, but convertible, and they were going up a hill, and he felt like he was going to bounce out of the back of the car head first and onto the pavement and bounce down the hill, because he doesn't have a way of orienting.
Right.
It's something that you might be able to find in another blind person support group, but no, there's nothing. I'm not getting that.
I can't give
you medical advice. I can't give you psychological advice. But what's coming is there are other people who have experienced this. You are going to be okay.
Yeah.
Your mom is saying you are going to be okay.
Because I don't even go out of my house without holding on to somebody because I'm going to fall. I don't even go out of the house anymore because I'm afraid to go out alone. You know, I used to be very independent, but as of 6 months ago, I have to have somebody I hold on to. But they've taken one test now.
Anything, get for the panic attacks. Get help for the panic attacks and perhaps some peer support from somebody who's been through a similar situation. Jerry does help other blind people. He has a business called the Unseen Bean Coffee Roaster in Boulder, Colorado. And you should buy his coffee, everybody. It's awesome coffee. But he might know somebody in your area, or he might be able to talk to you about it. But that's what I get, is you need peer support and you need help for your panic attacks.
But you told me that my mother came through and said it's going to be all right.
Yeah, I get her. I see her. She's showing me the situation of her kind of coming in. She's trying to stabilize you when you're having a panic attack by, like,
She doesn't come in with anything specific when she comes to me. I just say, come to me, and I'll be fine. You know,
yeah.
I never ask her for any. She never says
you're
going to be fine. She appears to me like in other times of my life when I was with her.
Yeah. She's just holding, like, she's holding space. Like, this is up, this is down, and that's like I see her like standing next to you, like trying to say this is up and this is down. You know, like hang on to me, because you're talking about needing a person to hang on to. She's not really saying anything. She's just, okay, I'm standing up. This is up, this is down. And so focus on her instead of your panic, because there's not any, I'm really not getting anything medical other than just your sensory. You're not able to tell what's up, what's backwards, what's forwards, what's down.
Okay.
And that,
I'll go back to the doctor, and they're going to do a follow-up next week, so I'll see what they – I mean, they've done MRIs. It came out negative. They've done all kind of blood work and EKGs. Because my heart, when it happens to me, I get out of breath really quick. You know,
yeah,
so,
you
but panic. They
yeah.
do everything. I don't know what else they're going to do, but I'm going to have to call them on Monday and do a follow-up and see what else they can do for me. All right. I appreciate it. Thanks a lot.
All right. Good luck with everything.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye.
Blessings, Ricky. Okay, our next caller is from area code 312. I'm waiting for the switchboard to work. And let's see.
Oh, hi.
Hi, what's your first name?
Rose.
Hi, Rose.
Hi, how are you guys?
Nice. Good.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Okay, I've had the dream, and I really kind of believe it, and I really think it's true, but I just don't know when it's going to be and if it's with my current partner. But I had a dream like a month and a half ago, that when I have a baby, that that baby will be reincarnated as someone who passed away 25 years ago, and my guy's best friend passed away probably 22, 23 years ago. So I'm thinking maybe in a year, 2 years. That will be that baby. And then I had another dream last night that I'm having three kids, and then I'm going to end up adopting one. So do you think I'm crazy, or what do you think?
I think you really, really just want to have a baby, but you're getting information from spirit. If you're open to it, it's kind of like you're at a stage where you're at the opportunity and possibility stage. So,
okay.
And it may happen that way, I will tell you, because, you know, at your age, I was presented, I actually didn't have a baby, but I was presented with a spirit who hung out with me for a year, and he ended up going to someone else because I didn't end up getting together with his father. And he's now born to his father, and he has a name I was told he would have, and et cetera, yada, yada. So, but you're at that possibility stage. So, where, you know, they'll be trying out energy matching with you. What's your energy? What's my life going to be like? You know, how will this parent affect my personality? And so I would say you're not crazy, but don't try to be predictive with it so much as we're interviewing. interviewing. Okay. And you know, you want it to be predictive because you're like, well, I really want to have kids. And I think because you want to have kids so much, you will. And because you're having these possibilities, all of these possibilities could be. But they're telling me to tell you here are your possibilities. Which one really fits? Do you both really want it? Because when you have a child, you make that decision. The child is on the other side making the decision, and you're making the decision together.
Okay.
It's like getting married, because you're going to be together for life. So. Think of it like you're, you know, is this somebody that I want to have in my life and have responsibility for and love and care for and love more than anything for the rest of my life, that's the decision that's being made right now.
And it's with my current partner, right? Is that why I'm thinking about it now?
Yeah, it would be with your current partner because, and as long as, and so it's possibilities because they're also looking at him. So like, for example, I didn't end up with a person who there was a child that we could have had together. That child ended up going with him and being born to the person that he married and has the same name and everything, you know, same sense of humor. That's a little tough on me, but it's not a problem. You know, sometimes you can be too psychic for your own good if you read too much into it. But you have to, you know, they're looking at both of you from the other side as a real strong possibility as being parents together. And, you know, here are your possibilities for children. So that's all good. That's a big thumbs up. Like all of the guides have their thumbs up on the two of you. And especially you should look at them as thumbs up. Yep. For right now.
All right.
Why?
Well, that's good. Well, because sometimes
do you not like him?
No, I love him. But sometimes we go through rough patches, and my guy's going through a rough patch right now trying to, like, heal from past things. And I'm just the type of girl like, all right, we've already been there, done this. You should have healed many years ago. People have many things that happened to them in their childhood. You just need to snap out of it and let's go. But I guess when you come from a life of not having anything happen to you and you have a good life, you don't realize what other people go through and how actually they are affected.
Yes.
So I'm trying to be a better person and understand that, but
well,
I'm telling you. Mm-hmm.
But and I think if I did your numerology, you'd end up having a lot of fire, which means that you can get impatient. Like, come on, let's go. Come on, let's go.
Right.
I don't, you know, give him some space and give him some time. You know, he shouldn't be malingering over his past, but if he is, If a relationship touches off issues of the past, that's actually, spirit normally puts us in those relationships that will remind us of our unhealed parts to a certain extent. Not everything, but a good relationship will do a certain amount of reminding us of our unhealed parts. And if he has a lot of unhealed parts, you got to give him time to heal. Because, you know, it's a real relationship in that it is touching those things off. So, you know, give him
some time. It'll all work out. Just be quiet and patient.
Exactly.
And then my babies will come. No. Oh,
well,
funny.
Your babies are certainly interviewing you. Your babies are certainly lining up for the interview. So, yeah, you know.
Well, I better shape up. Is it true, though, that the baby's personalities come in 3 months after? Have
I
you heard that?
Know.
Like,
okay. Experience. I remember incorporating and I was who I was.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. I don't think so. But, you know, some people believe that. I don't personally.
Oh, I don't. I think because I've worked with babies being delivered and they always seem to have their own personality right away.
Well,
that's how I thought.
In the womb, you know, I had my own personality diving in to the, I was floating above my parents while they were, you know, and then I dove on in and it was like, I was who I was. I knew who I was. So,
oh my God, do you remember that? That is so wild.
Yeah. Like, hey.
Well, are you glad who you chose? Who you chose? I mean, that's good. I mean, there you go. You know what you're signing up for. That's awesome.
I did.
Oh, that's nice. Yeah. Okay. Well, I'll be optimistic.
Yeah.
You're right.
Stay
I got to be the best me. You're right.
Yeah. Be compassionate. Be optimistic. Give him space. For healing, but you know, if he's just malingering and making excuses, then you know, then you can whip him into shape. But I don't think that's the case. I think serious relationships bring up serious unhealed parts to heal.
Right.
And, you know, we all have to deal with that if we have those unhealed parts.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it.
You're very welcome. Have
that's
a good time.
Good. Okay, have a good rest of your night. I'll keep listening and enjoying this. Thank you.
Take care, Rose.
Thank you.
Okay, you're welcome. Patricia, you're next. And you're live. Hi.
Thank you.
Hi, Patricia.
Hi, Elizabeth.
What are we looking at?
Well, I was just wondering if you could connect with me. I don't know what's been going on, but I haven't. It looks like every certain things come in and interrupt my life when I'm trying to get my home repairs done. And I'm hoping to find a really good, like, all-around, like, handyman or somebody who could help me with different repairs in my home. And I'm wondering if you could see that happening for me. I've been trying to get certain things done, but certain things always come in and interrupt, like my dad just passed, and I just can't seem to get these things done.
I do see it happening. I mean, I hate to sound trite, but it's like it comes through referral. So it's something like Angie's List or some referral of people who are nearby that you can trust their referral. I see him able to do plumbing type of work, and I see him being able to do other types of work. And he does seem... He's definitely a freelancer. I might be reading into this because we have a lot of freelancers in my community that all have beards. You know, they're like scraggly looking, but they're really good at what they do. That's what he reminds me of. So that's either an analytic overlay. He is some freelance worker, but you need to get a referral, like ask around people who are nearby you who's really good. And somebody is out there. My guy right now is, I don't know if you can hear that. He's whacking my weeds, my handyman. Like, he just started, which is really weird. that's what I get. Like, yes, and it's within 3 months you will find the person. You'll find them more likely next month in October because he'll be looking for something to do during the winter months as well.
Oh.
He'll, you know, work will free up for him. He's been doing a lot in the summer. So get a referral is what I'm getting. The answer is yes, but get a referral. So an Angie's List or something similar in your community.
Okay. Will he be reasonable?
Yes, very, very reasonable. Yes, because the analytic overlay is like, my guy who's whacking my weeds and does other stuff is $15 an hour. I think that's reasonable. So it'll
wow.
be something similar for your community, whatever that is.
Okay.
Okay.
So my house will be repaired, finally.
Well, there will be things that he can do. There might be, he might know, for your bigger jobs, he might know who would be good. But this will be somebody who can help you on a more regular basis. And I'm gonna have to go out because I'm going to have to tell him to go to the other side of the house because you guys are probably picking up on it. That's so weird. Because he just showed up like that. Huh. Yeah, it's a yes. So basically, it's a yes. But you're...
Okay, excellent. And do you see me staying in this house?
No, but that's a whole other conversation.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
It seems like it's too much, and you're going to come to that when it's time.
Okay. Okay. Well, that's good news. I'm glad that's happening. I don't know why all these interruptions came in between. I just couldn't get it done. So I'm glad this is going to happen before the end of the year.
Yeah. And do pursue that. He's not going to be sent by angels in a little basket. You will have to look for who refers him. So.
Okay. I'll ask around the neighborhood, I guess. Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Yeah, good luck.
Thank you. Bye.
Good night, Patricia.
Good night, David. Thank you, Elizabeth. Bye-bye.
You're welcome.
God.
So I'm gonna move myself because I hate to ask my handyman to stop whacking the weeds. Hear that?
Ah.
Yeah. Oh, it's my guy.
Well,
and that's Steve, or at least I will.
There you go.
Okay.
All right. Folks, we're not going to be able to get to all of you. So check out Elizabeth's website, elizabethanglin.com. And she is offering a special 20% off for listeners of this show if you call this week. Our next caller is from area code 940, and you are live. What is your name, please?
Hi, my name is Tammy. Thanks for including me in tonight's show. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Hi.
What can I help you with?
I honestly need some serious help, and I was just hoping to connect and get some insight about, you know, a situation with my granddaughter and if I'm doing the right thing.
Okay. What is her name?
Taylor.
Taylor, okay. And what is the thing that you're worried about? Just say it specifically so I can look at the situation.
Her safety.
Okay. What is it that you're intending to do?
I don't know. I just provide protection, education. And
how do you intend to do that? By talking to her, by removing her from the situation? What's your intention?
No, by just bringing the Child Protective Service in.
Okay, that's good. That's what we need to hear, whether or not that's the best idea. Hold on. What's going on? Now, your granddaughter, is this your daughter's daughter or your son's daughter?
My son's daughter.
Okay. And why are you not talking with the mother?
I was, and I learned that there were drugs involved, and I confronted her on it, and she's denying all the stuff that's going on, so she's mad at me.
Okay. And what are the drugs that are involved?
I don't really know yet, but I know marijuana is one of them, but what's going on seems to be there's something more intense.
Okay. I don't get that. I think that calling in Child Protective Services would be based on a misunderstanding of the situation, and it would be a betrayal of your son and your granddaughter.
Okay.
I think that you should try to mend fences with your daughter-in-law. That's what I'm seeing. That mending fences and getting an accurate understanding of the situation is more important than calling Child Protective Services.
I have a more accurate understanding of the situation than I ever have in the last 10 years. And it's not pretty.
It may not, but I think that you're reading into some, what I'm being shown is that you're reading into it, or your mind has jumped to some conclusions that you think are accurate, but it is actually jumped to some conclusions that are not what you think they are. You need to talk with the mother again, and you need to mend fences first before you make any phone calls. Because if you burn that bridge with your son and your granddaughter, you are burning that bridge, and you may be overreacting and jumping to some conclusions based on not exactly accurate information.
I know none of it's accurate. They're all throwing dirt at each other.
Right. Right. And Spirit is saying, be careful. If people are throwing dirt, be careful that you don't end up covered in mud. Because you would be the one, if you call Child Protective Services versus insert yourself in a non-confrontational way and really learn what the situation is, get you know, really, truly what's going on.
Yeah.
You need more information, not hearsay, not dirt throwing, not, oh my God, it's the evil marijuana. Because I can tell you, I lived in Colorado, and if you said marijuana, everybody, therefore you should call Child Protective Services in Colorado, everybody would laugh.
No, that's
you know?
I only said that because that's the only one they talk about. But this behavior is not one of marijuana. I guarantee you that. I don't say it as if it's the cause of it all, because it's not. He's been smoking marijuana for a while for a reason, because he needs it. But there's more. There's more to this whole story than I know. There's no doubt about that.
There's more information that you need before you call. But also, I get that the daughter-in-law, I get that she shut you out and she shut you out to her detriment and to your detriment. So you
might I was helping her rebuild her home from Hurricane Harvey.
Right. You might want to try to mend fences with her, because it is to both of your detriments and your granddaughter's detriment that she has shut you out. And it may be that the mudslinging got you, that you got partially covered by mud yourself. And so I'd let it, give it a few days, and then try to mend fences without pointing fingers, without making blame, without having judgment. This is bad, that's right, this is wrong, this, you know, none of that judgment. You should that, you should the other thing. Like, no, just really what's going on, and how can I be helpful without, how can this work out without having to go and blow everything apart with Child Protective Services? Because that will really escalate things to a very bad place right now.
Why? Why will it be very bad? I mean, if they don't have anything to worry about, then it shouldn't be a problem.
Oh, the fact that you did it, you're going to be covered with mud.
Everybody that does that is covered with mud. They're horrible. But when there's a child in there, there's three children. There's actually four children involved.
Right.
Mine is just one.
I would get back to talking with her before you decide to do that. You know, get yourself more present in the situation, reevaluate it before you do it.
Okay,
because there is a misunderstanding based on the mudslinging. And
but which party? There's three parties. Which party? The male, the mother, or the wife?
Who is your granddaughter's mother?
Where's the misunderstanding?
There's a misunderstanding. And that's all they're saying. You have a misunderstanding, and you have a misunderstanding about what's going on with your son. You need to get back in there and understand it better before you do that.
Okay.
That's your guidance. That's all they have to say.
Okay.
Okay.
I'm good with that. Thank you.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck.
Thanks for Tammy. Yeah, God bless.
Good luck with that. That's a tough one.
That is. Mm. Yeah, I've worked for social services myself, so I've seen what reports can do to both sides. And it is a decision that needs to be not taken lightly, but sometimes it is important to make that call. But I liked what you had to suggest. Okay, let's see here. The next caller, and this is probably going to be our last one. So everybody else, get in touch with Elizabeth through her website, elizabethanglin.com. And the moral of the story is that you need to call in when I have a psychic on. You need to call in 15 minutes early, or as close to 15 minutes early as you can, because I know that most of you called in before the show began, and unfortunately we just aren't able to get to you, because I had so many callers that called in right after the phone lines were open, and they open 15 minutes before the show begins. So area code 917, are the last caller of the evening. What's your name, please?
Oh, hey, I feel really lucky. Thanks for taking my call. My name is Tim. Yes, thanks, David. I really appreciate it. My name is Tim. I'm calling from New York. I don't know if I'm looking to connect to a family member. I'm more looking to connect to a guide or an angel, anyone who can help me figure out how to move into another job/career, or any information regarding that per se.
Okay. your name is Sin, right? Did you say Sin?
Tim, yes. Tim, T-I-N.
Okay.
Tim.
C-I-N? C-I-N?
T. T is in Tom.
T-I-N.
I am Tim. Yep.
Tim. Okay, good. Because I'm asking for Tim's guides. Hold on. Well, I get a good sense of you, and I get a good sense of the kind of thing that helps you manifest. Do you sing, Tim?
Not at all. In fact, people would pay me to not sing at this point.
Okay, but you have a lightness of being. Nobody is listening. What you want to do is sing about the job that you want when nobody's listening. So what you want to do is write down on a piece of paper what you want in your next job and what you want it to look like and feel like and be like. And then I want you to make up a song, and it can be the worst tune you've ever heard, or you can make it to your favorite song, your favorite pop song, and sing the words to your favorite pop song or the worst tune. But don't let anybody hear you. Do it when there's nobody else around, so that you don't, so you can just sing out as loudly and as rawly as you would like. That goes along with your personality of bringing in abundance. You also, I swear to gosh, the way they're showing me you is like the guy who gets up at the front of church and dances. You know, that's how, do you dance? Because that's like, you know, you really need to get that sort of mojo of movement and song and music going in your manifestation process. So if you can dance while you're singing and call in and thank all the angels and thank all your spirits, when you live in that sort of joyous, ebullient, form of gratitude, asking for what you want and then thanking everybody for it before you've received it, it's going to come to you. The timeline I'm getting is it really hitting you gobsmack in the face by May of 2018? But I get that you can speed that up if you listen and take heed to my words and start singing what you want right away. But it will seem, we're still in the Mercury retrograde shadow the rest of this month. You'll be walking around in the job that you're in going, ho-hum, I have no faith, ho-hum, I have no faith. And this is really about Tim getting up and saying, I have faith, my job is coming, and here's what it's going to look like, feel like, and be like. And thank you, Spirit. Thank you, God. Thank you, Creator. Thank you, angels. Okay? So even though I'm telling you this now, I can still see you walking around the next couple of weeks going, ho-hum. You know? But remember this. Remember this. Write this down. And you have good things coming to you because you have a really joyous spirit, and angels and spirit loves to help those who have a joyous spirit to begin with.
Okay.
So keep that ebullient sense of joy that you will receive, and tell them exactly what you're going to receive, and then say thank you. Okay.
Got it. Okay. I really appreciate your time, you and David. Thank you so very much.
You're very welcome. Good luck with everything.
Sure.
Thanks for calling, Tim. God bless. All right. Well, that wraps it up, and I thank you so much, Elizabeth.
Oh, thank you, David. Yeah, and just if you're going to call in this next week to schedule or write in or schedule on the BookFresh app, just put a note that you heard about it through the show, David, and you're taking the David Show 20% off, and then I'll either send you a PayPal or we can, you know, do Square when you, at the time of your call, anybody who's looking for a reading. So
beautiful. Elizabeth, I would like to call you back after the show to get you on the schedule for sometime early next year. That's how far out I'm booking, but I'd love to have you back then.
Okay, great. Thanks, David. I will.
Okay. Well, then, at this point, let's take time to pause and reflect upon the idea that we're all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who can and will have a spiritual experience when we let it be. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. Good night.